Before we get started, the Ball Year Round Podcast. Before we get started, the Ball Year Round Podcast is brought to you by Essential Coaching, allies in holistic coaching and educational development. Essential Coaching aims to produce exponential generational change by creating the deepest connected coaching community in the world. Your pain points are real, coach, and Essential Coaching wants to help you feel more fulfilled and happier in your career. Join coaches and educators spanning three different contents. Damn it! Before we get started, the Ball Year Round Podcast is brought to you by Essential Coaching, allies in holistic coaching and educational program development. Essential Coaching aims to produce exponential generational change by creating the deepest connected coaching community in the world. Your pain points are real, coach. And Essential Coaching wants to help you feel more fulfilled and happier in your career. Join coaches and educators spanning three different continents for real, relevant, and necessary professional development. Enjoy the show.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Ball Year Round Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Rashan, and I'm really excited to be back. As everybody who's been listening to the show previously, I appreciate all of you, and I'm sorry for that break. But during that break since Christmas, both Mike and I have shifted our careers and have gotten new jobs. So that's kind of why we've been both really busy and had to take a little bit of a break, as well as, just getting guests and everything, coaches and everybody was really in the thick of their season, through that, January through kind of March. So it was very, very busy. So now moving forward, I'm going to take over. Mike is kind of going to step back a bit because he's a SEM specialist now for AdCelerant. He does a great job with them and he's helping them grow and he's just loving his job. He said he's having the best time of his life. So he's going to jump on here when he has some time and everything like that. But what also is interesting about that is Mike is posted on his LinkedIn that AdCelerant is hiring. So you guys go ahead and make sure you check them out. You can spell them AdCelerant, all one word. You can find them on LinkedIn. The other guys clock in and clock out and just work for the weekends. At AdCelerant, they're empowering, cutting edge, and challenging, yet extremely rewarding career and company to be a part of. You know, the time flies when you're having fun is what they say. So go ahead and check them out, man. It's a great opportunity if you're into SEO, SEM, and building the ads and helping companies increase their revenue. So it's a great place to work. And I encourage you, if that's your background, definitely go check that out. I've been lucky enough to land a job as a sales rep for, as far as the structure of the show, we are going to be switching it up a little bit. What I'm going to do is on Wednesdays, I am a part of a group with ColorCast. It's an app where just regular people are able to go on and call games and also just have discussion while games are happening and then grow their following there. So I have a little bit of a following on the ColorCast app. You can find that on the App Store. Right now it's only for iPhones. I know that they're working to develop it for Androids as well. Sunday Stories, we plan to have various guests from the basketball industry come on and share their story, how they, got their love for the game and how they were able to make a career out of basketball, because that's kind of the most mysterious thing, and it's so hard for people to wrap their minds around how long it takes and all the hoops and things you need to jump through to get to that level, while others are able to utilize connections to get there. So it's, everybody's going to always have a different story, but hopefully someone will always be able to relate. So we're going to continue to do Sunday Stories just like that. And today, what we're going to talk a little bit about is, I just want to share a little bit about last night's game with the Chicago Bulls and the Bucks. That was the only game I was able to check out just due to travel. I'm in the process of kind of transitioning and moving my family down to Austin, Texas. So we're kind of in this transition right now. But I was able to check out that Bulls and that Bucks game last night. And that was such a pivotal game for the Bulls because, everybody's kind of counting them out. I'm listening to all the radio shows, especially now being back in Illinois at my parents' house for a few days. And, the way they're talking about this Bulls team is just, like they didn't have a bunch of success, for that early half of the first part of the year, So this team is just, having to battle injuries, and everybody's kind of having to step up and guard a little bit better of a player than they normally would with Lonzo Ball being out. So I think that's kind of, they're kind of trying to find that in themselves. And last night, the performance DeMar DeRozan had, that's exactly why the Bulls went ahead and made the deal to get him. And like I said, I thought, man, we overpaid a little bit, but heck, he's doing all of what we paid him to do. And, 41 points, hitting tough shot after tough shot in the mid-range, and getting to the free throw line and knocking in free throws was really the deciding factor. The Bulls did a solid job guarding better than they usually have, far more engaged than usual. So that was great to see. But it's just where, I hope to see them continue to go and to continue this effort that they're putting out on defense and taking solid shots. I think that that's going to be really key for the Bulls, and those quick bad threes or, contested shots early in the shot clock without any passes, that really feeds into Giannis. And Giannis is able to get downhill and really, really push. And that's where, he's at a huge advantage. And that's what could get the Bulls into trouble. So I think that that's going to be, a great situation if the Bulls can run offense and, really make Giannis have to, move and guard various, actions so that when he does rebound, a lot of his momentum is going towards the basket so that we can kind of get back. And, like Caruso did a heck of a job and was our defensive anchor, making plays last night. It was, whether it was, getting a steal or, just taking charges, he was just everywhere. He was all over the ball and he was able to hit a couple clutch shots. So that's what the Bulls need. And they need those guys to come up clutch for them and the role players fill their role and then give you, one of them give you a little bit extra every night. And that's what I think is going to take to beat this Bucks team, because they're, heck, they're the reigning champion, and this is their time where they're going to turn it on. And Giannis always plays great through the playoffs, and honestly, he's better in the playoffs than he is, even in the season, and that's crazy to talk about. A huge, huge thing for Game 3 that, just came out here this morning was that, losing that is a huge hurt. So them losing Middleton, it's similar, but Middleton's doing it through scoring baskets, putting pressure on the defense that way. And he's a sure defender, and so that's going to be a huge loss. That's where I think the Bulls have a shot at this series, depending on how long Middleton is out. They say at least for this game and possibly the next game. So we'll see. Are moving forward. The Devin Booker news is tough. I'm reading this about him, and it looks like he's going to be out game two. And it's just he's such a huge piece to the Suns and what they do offensively, obviously, and being the primary ball handler when CP goes out. That really makes the series interesting, just because I really like the Pelicans, and the Pelicans are at home for game three. So it's, they're really, that trade was huge getting CJ, obviously. And, just the play from everybody else has been pretty remarkable. And Giannis Valanciunas is always just solid, and you can't account for that, man. Having a center that can score the ball like that, the way he's going right now at about 17, almost 18 points a game, that wasn't something that a lot of people were going to be accounting for. So I'm telling you, the Pelicans are kind of interesting, and this isn't a great matchup for the Suns, especially Booker being out. So I think it's going to be pretty even, and the Suns are going to have to fight for this one. Another series that I'm really looking at tonight is going to be the Warriors and Nuggets. This is a huge game for the Nuggets. Got the reigning MVP. Might get it again. Who knows? But Jokic is playing great. But it's just, they struggled, in those first couple games really guarding. So it's going to be interesting to see how they adjust. How are they going to guard these actions from the Warriors, especially when they go small? So that's a great one to watch. And then Jazz Mavericks seems very even. This may be the last chance for the Jazz, it looks like. This is a huge series for them. Donovan Mitchell, Rudy Gobert, and Coach Quinn Snyder. I mean, all those guys, you hear that they might all be gone next year. So this is really probably the last chance for the Utah Jazz. to make a move or do anything exciting before that team is kind of disbanded. You know, so it's going to be a good one, though, man. Real good. Jalen Brunson, hell of a night, 47 the other night. So he's, you know, having himself a great year, especially in this contract year. So I can't wait to see what he does and who kind of comes after him and, you know, kind of to see where his, you know, thought process is. He's, you know, from the same area that I grew up in here in Lake County, Illinois area. So, you know, got to coach against him his senior year. So you always saw it, man. And watching him up close was unbelievable in high school. And, you know, what he's able to continue to do has been nothing short of phenomenal. You know, so to solidify his career is going to, he'll be an NBA champion eventually. Don't know where, but it's going to happen somewhere, man. He's just a flat out winner. I'm curious to know from everybody too, you know, kind of what series they're really watching and, you know, some teams that they think could be a surprise that could come back and win. You know, I'd love to hear that from people out there because, you know, I think that Nugget series is the one that's going to, I think, can shift in two games very quickly and they can make it a series again. So that's my take and my pick on it is the Denver Nuggets are going to be the team to kind of get out of this 2-0 hole right now and put some serious pressure on those Warriors because once they get going, that's a tough team. Even with the injuries that they've dealt with all year, that's just a tough, tough team. Moving away from the NBA playoffs a little bit and going more towards college basketball as that season just wrapped up. I'll talk about a couple things is the national champion, as well as some major coaching moves from retirement to coaches getting new jobs. First, we want to talk a little bit about this year's national champion, the Kansas Jayhawks. Curious to know what everybody thinks. What everybody thinks of Bill Self. I mean, I'm a huge Bill Self fan as far as offense goes and as far as his ability to recruit players that just flat out fit his system and his high-low and their ball screening and pin-down actions and all the things they run. You know, I think he does a great job is teaching that and getting all their, you know, drill work, all of their philosophy and terminology, everything, it seems to get to the floor and guys are doing what they're being asked to do as well as executing and not just by executing the action right or the set, whatever, you know, the coach drew up, but more about just executing and finishing the play with a basket or a foul. And they're so good at that. And just watching that team and how he constructs them every year is, you know, it's to a T. And when they're playing well together and they have skilled players that can make shots, that's what happens with Kansas. You always see them deep in the playoffs and they always win their the Big 12. That's another thing, super consistent with that. So I'm high on Bill Self on that. And do I think it's the best program if you want to become a pro to go to? I don't. All the stuff Joel Embiid is doing, that is a unicorn, you know, and he already had such great footwork and great skills. He just never had a coach focus in directly on developing it for him in his workouts, right? It was never the first piece to his workout. And when he began working with Drew Hanlon, it was like that was their focus is learning how to handle the basketball and being able to get more steps in each dribble as well. And that's something that his feet have always been good, but now he's got great control of the basketball. And so that footwork now even comes out even more, you know, with what he's been able to do off the dribble. You know, it's what guards do. So, you know, that's where I would say, you know, why I don't, you know, and even Andrew Wiggins, his development as a pro and what, you know, the Warriors have him doing, like they have him doing what he's good at, you know, and Kansas, I do believe for him was solid because they did have him coming up pin downs. They did have him catching on ISO situations with his back to the basket, right? And the things that he's successful at. It was just getting the rest of the team to play around that is a little bit tougher because everybody has to just be a little bit better of a shooter, you know? So that was my only thing, but that Kansas team is phenomenal, you know? So I just think that though, overall, if you want to develop into the pro, the place to go is Villanova, man, as a guard. And as we transition talking Villanova, Jay Wright just announced after 21 season as the head coach at Villanova that he's going to be retiring. I'm wondering, I mean, how do people feel about it? I'm looking, everybody's kind of shocked. I'm shocked. I've always watched Jay Wright teams and loved the guards he's produced since, Scotty Reynolds in those days, So it's something that, seeing him retire, who's next at Villanova? I wonder. Are they going to keep that? Because that I know is a very tight-knit alumni, and are they going to keep it in the family that way, kind of like North Carolina did, and it worked for them, obviously, as they were in the national championship, Hubert Davis in his first year. Shout out to Coach Davis for that. I think he was a way behind the scenes and great in developing relationships with players and giving them the freedom to be themselves and trusting them. I think that that goes a long way, and I think that he was really behind the scenes, and a great part of Roy Williams' success was what he was doing. And obviously now being the head coach, it was great to see all that kind of come out, and him getting the credit that he deserves for it. And I know a lot of coaches don't do it for that, but just he deserves it, man. Shout out to Coach Davis in North Carolina. But yeah, just getting back with Jay Wright and that retirement and what's next for Villanova basketball is. I'm very interested to see how that goes. To wrap up this Sunday, we're getting ready to bring back Sunday Stories. We're going to have a guest on. I'm not 100% sure who it's going to be yet, just because, like I said, we're getting back started, and I'm kind of reaching back out, double back with some of the old commitments that we had. If it is not, I'm going to come on and just kind of explain my story a little bit, and what I've done as a player, why I love the game, and also, too, is what I've, been able to do as a coach, and it hasn't been much, but it's been a great learning experience for me, though, the last 10 years as an assistant. And I'd love to share a little bit of what I'm doing with that. Updates on Total Athlete Mentorship, as well as our coaching mentorship piece that we're going to do, as well as we hope to build young coaches and provide a platform for them to learn and build their coaching portfolio, as well as get them connected with some camps to do. And some various positions that would get their feet wet, and also allow them to network and get more positions for the future. So we're going to have some more information about that. And I hope everybody's able to, jump back on with us and even share our ball year round with a friend or two, because we'd love to get this to grow and we'd love to get our community to grow as even more than it already was. And we're so appreciative to all of our former guests and all of our current listeners that we have. Thanks again, guys, and we look forward to seeing you all Sunday.